The Stonehenge Legacy by Sam Krister. Read by David Thorpe.
Copyright 2011 by Sam Krister. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Overlook Press, Peter Mara Publishers, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Part 1. The stones are great, and magic power they have. Men that are sick fare to that stone, and they wash that stone, and with that water bathe away their sickness. Layamon. 1. New Moon, Sunday the 13th of June, Stonehenge. Mist rolls like vaporous tumbleweed in the dead of the Wiltshire night. Out in the flat sprawling fields, hooded lookers tilt their heads skywards to witness the first sliver of silver. The moon is new, showing only a faint flash of virginal white beneath a voluminous wrap of black velvet haute couture. On the horizon, a pale face turns in its cowl. A fiery torch is raised in an old hand. Hushed but urgent words pass from looker to looker. The sacrifice is ready. He has been brought from his fast, 7 days without food. No light, nor sound, nor touch, nor smell. His body has been cleansed of the impurities he has ingested. His senses sharpened, his mind focused on his fate. The lookers are robed in hand-woven sackcloth, belted with string plaited from plants, their feet shod in...